Welcome back to Tesla Daily. Today's episode is sponsored by Tesla Box. Get real-time Sentry alerts and video backup all through a simple USB. Now, onto the main story. Nigerian superstar Davido just bought a Cybertruck. His reason? Boredom.
254 million naira is a lot of money to spend to alleviate boredom. This purchase speaks volumes about Davido's wealth, but it also highlights the Cybertruck's status as a luxury toy. It's gone beyond just a vehicle. It's a statement piece.
Absolutely. And the way he announced it so casually on Instagram almost reinforces that. Like, oh, just another Tuesday, bought a Cybertruck. It's a flex, no doubt.
It'll be interesting to see how this impacts Cybertruck's image in Nigeria and Africa more broadly. Davido's influence is massive, and this could boost Tesla's presence there significantly. It also raises questions about the practicality of the Cybertruck in that environment. Nigerian roads aren't exactly known for being smooth.
Good point. It might be more of a status symbol than a daily driver. We've seen similar trends with other luxury vehicles in developing markets, but regardless of its practicality, this purchase has certainly generated a lot of buzz, and that's a win for Tesla. So moving on, we have Omiad Afshar, Elon's right-hand man, seemingly running the show at Tesla. Kingmaker, messenger, Musk whisperer. The nicknames alone tell a story.
It's a fascinating dynamic. Afshar's influence is undeniable. Sleeping on the factory floor, covering his own expenses, he's mirroring Musk's behavior, almost embodying the Tesla ethos. It's strategic, demonstrating loyalty and dedication, solidifying his position within the company.
And his recent promotion to VP overseeing North America and Europe. A clear sign of Musk's trust, but also potentially a sign of Musk's desire to remain focused on the core car business, especially with recent pressures on sales and profits.
Precisely. Afshar's rise could be interpreted as Musk delegating responsibility to maintain focus on his other ventures, like SpaceX and Twitter. It raises the question, is this a sustainable leadership model for Tesla in the long run? Can Afshar truly fill Musk's shoes?
That's the million-dollar question. Afshar's track record, from his involvement with Giga Shanghai to his leadership at Giga Texas, suggests he's capable. But leading Tesla is a Herculean task, even with Musk's guidance. The industry is watching closely to see how this plays out. So Cathie Wood's been busy buying up more Archer Aviation stock, over 2 million shares in just a week. What's your take on this, given its current price hovering around $3?
It's a classic Wood move, high conviction in disruptive tech. Reminds me of her early Tesla bets. But Archer, they're pre-revenue, burning cash, and facing stiff competition, not just from Joby, but other private players as well.
$1 billion market cap for a company with zero revenue does raise eyebrows. Wood's argument seems to be centered around Archer's potential to revolutionize urban mobility with eTOL taxis. But is that potential realistic?
The technology is intriguing, no doubt, but scaling production, navigating regulations, and achieving profitability are massive hurdles. And let's not forget the infrastructure needed to support these flying taxis. It's a long game with significant risks.
It almost feels like Wood is hedging her other bets in autonomous vehicles and space exploration by diversifying into Archer. It's a small piece of the larger puzzle, but a risky one nonetheless.
Exactly. It's a speculative play, not a value investment. For now, I'd say watch from the sidelines, see if Archer can deliver on its promises before jumping in.
So, we just saw a market rally post-election. Some attribute it to the new administration, others to the easing cycle. What's your take?
It's a mix of both, but the easing cycle is the more significant driver. Market sentiment is forward-looking, and the projected easing of monetary policy removes a major headwind. The election outcome adds to the positive momentum, but it's not the primary catalyst.
Interesting. So, the optimism around tax cuts and deregulation is just icing on the cake?
Precisely. While those factors might boost specific sectors, the overall market trajectory is more heavily influenced by the macroeconomic environment. Remember, value stocks historically outperform during easing cycles, which is why some analysts are pivoting away from growth-focused strategies.
That makes sense. But what about the long-term implications of the election? Will the new administration's policies significantly impact market performance down the line?
It's hard to say definitively. The market's initial euphoria might fade as the realities of policy implementation set in. We need to see concrete actions, not just campaign promises. And remember, markets are dynamic. Unforeseen events can easily shift the narrative.
Let's dive into Tesla's latest offering, the Powerwall 3. It's generating buzz for its affordability and potential to revolutionize home energy. What are your initial thoughts?
It's a game changer. Tesla has managed to undercut competitors while offering a more powerful battery system. This makes home solar and battery storage more accessible to the average consumer.
The cost-effectiveness is compelling, especially with the 30% tax credit from the Inflation Reduction Act. But how impactful is a single Powerwall 3 for a typical household?
Tesla claims one unit can power 95% of homes, which is substantial. This provides energy independence during outages and reduces reliance on the grid, particularly crucial during extreme weather events. We're seeing increased instances of grid failures due to heat waves, storms, and other climate-related issues.
Beyond individual benefits, the Powerwall 3 contributes to a more resilient and sustainable energy landscape. Studies show that widespread adoption of these systems can significantly reduce neighborhood utility bills and reliance on fossil fuels.
Absolutely. The shift towards decentralized energy is gaining momentum. Coupled with rooftop solar, the Powerwall 3 empowers homeowners to generate and store their own clean energy, contributing to both individual and community-level benefits.
It's a win-win. Homeowners gain energy independence, save money, and reduce their carbon footprint. The grid becomes more stable, and communities benefit from lower energy costs. It seems Tesla is playing a key role in driving this transition.
Indeed, and with EnergySage providing free tools to compare quotes and estimate installation costs, it's becoming easier than ever for consumers to explore this option. This transparency and ease of access are crucial for mass adoption.
We've discussed Tesla's camp mode before, but a new air mattress from Havenby takes it to another level. It addresses some real pain points for car campers.
Exactly. Traditional rollout mattresses lack support and allow items to slip between the seats. This Havenby mattress fits snugly, maximizing space and preventing slippage.
The speed of deployment is impressive, under 60 seconds. Plus, it's thicker and more comfortable than other options, even suitable for multiple nights. That's a game changer for long road trips.
The integrated pump and compact storage bag are also significant advantages. It fits neatly in the subtrunk or frunk, ready for any impromptu camping needs. It's a well-designed, practical solution.
While the 12-volt adapter wire seems a potential weak point, it's a minor concern given the overall value. The free gift with purchase is a nice bonus, too. This mattress could redefine car camping for Tesla owners.
I agree. It's more comfortable and convenient than traditional car camping setups. Combine that with the Model Y's glass roof and entertainment system, and you have a unique, enjoyable experience. It's like a mobile glamping pod.
Let's dive into a concerning development for Tesla. The Cybertruck's demand seems to be significantly lower than anticipated. Recent reports indicate new orders are being fulfilled within a mere 10 days, a stark contrast to the years-long waitlist initially projected.
This rapid fulfillment suggests a surplus of inventory, indicating that the initial hype surrounding the Cybertruck has waned. Several factors could contribute to this decline, including production delays, price increases, and design alterations from the original concept.
Indeed, the final product deviates from the initial promises, potentially alienating early reservation holders. Moreover, the substantial price tag of around $80,000 might be a deterrent in the current economic climate.
The swift delivery timeline, while appealing to immediate buyers, raises concerns about Tesla's production strategy. If demand doesn't rebound, they might face difficult decisions like scaling back production or implementing temporary halts.
This situation contrasts sharply with the robust demand for Tesla's other models, the Model 3 and Model Y, which continue to sell well without extensive wait times. The Cybertruck, initially touted as a game changer, now presents a significant challenge for Tesla. We'll continue to monitor this situation closely. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening.